I'm David Humphrey, and this is Sound and Vision on WPS1 Art Radio. My guest today is Jeremy Blake, who has a show on right now at Feigen Gallery in Chelsea called Sodium Fox. Kind of salty, a little sexy, full-service Blake show with drawings from his childhood, computer output, and a major-assed video. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thanks. And poetry from David Berman, Silver Jews, by the way, which is the essential element to the film.
The core of the show is his writing.
Yeah. But today I prepared a little playlist that reminds me of a radio station I liked as a kid called DC 101. And I thought it was so cool. They used to bill themselves as kick-ass rock and roll, and I thought it was really cool that they would curse on the radio.
That was kind of
such is life. Yeah, exactly. It seemed extreme to me.
So did this radio station give you the power to be Jeremy Blake, to say kick-ass?
Yeah, it did, and it was Howard Stern's local radio station as well.
So
I mean, it was like his gig in D.C. before he was big, and he's incredibly obnoxious and funny. So with that and Mad Magazine and Saturday Night Live and all these other punk rock and all these other influences, you know, you can see where I got my pious respect for authority of all kinds.
License.
Yeah.
Well, I think of your video as a kind of you're like the master of transition. You somehow know how to take anything and get it to the next thing with the most sort of unexpected and suave smoothness. And
well, thank you.
So I'm looking forward to your playlist. Do you want to just cut to the first song?
Yeah, the first song is called 10 AM Automatic by the Black Keys, and this is kick-ass rock and roll for PS1.
Sweet to the rain.
Wow, very raw and direct. I think of your method in some ways as cut and paste. That the first inclination would be to think you would be bringing in some electronica. So how is it?
Well, I always valued the testimonial and rock and roll and the blues, and I think about it when I'm making work. I don't know that it comes through in every piece that way, but I certainly think that it translates across mediums.
Well, and you're a painter.
Yeah, and I think of painting as a certain kind of testimonial and music making as another kind, but I'm very interested in production techniques of all kinds of music. And if you listen to this next song, it has some cool sounds that remind me of the video game Defender and bong hits and other things like that, but it's done without computers by the White Stripes, and it's called Blue Orchid.
Well, let's go. Okay, we're back, and with Jeremy Blake, the master of twinkles and glows. What do we have next?
That was a perfect segue to a song by Freddie Mercury and Queen called Dragon Attack. And Freddie Mercury I like because he said he felt that he was perfect, a perfect person except for his teeth.
Oh my God.
That's sort of a non sequitur, but here's Dragon Attack by Queen.
Yeah.
This is WPS1 Art Radio, Sound and Vision with guest Jeremy Blake. What is it about slightly tarnished glamour that's so appealing, so exciting?
That's probably a question that's best answered in a context where to have more time to talk. I don't know. I guess I like the idea of putting all your philosophies and in your aesthetics to the test. So if you're tarnished, it's probably by being put to the test. But I don't know that it's so much being tarnished that appeals to me as a certain kind of vitality.
I guess we can recognize vitality better somehow when it's challenged.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly these guys, Union Carbide Productions, who did the next song, would understand that. There's some Swedish Stooges fans who in the late 80s started this band, and they took a Rolls Royce on tour and sort of, did in some ways great American rock just by imagining what it would be like. The song's called Glad to Have You Back, and it's sort of about that special fucked up friend that everyone has that you love but you can barely tolerate. So here's Glad to Have You Back.
Let's
by
go.
Union Carbide.
Swedes make the best.
And this next song is called Blockheads by Ian Dury, and I like to think of it as his musical portrait of certain art critics. And here's Blockheads by Ian Dury.
I love all these hysterical men. I'm trying to think of what the nearest equivalent in your practice is, and it must be your drawings. The place where you can lose it a little bit.
Yeah, I think I have a voice that's similar to some of these guys, even if it doesn't necessarily end up being a polished rock song. There's something that I relate to about speaking honestly and with some humor. And I try to do that no matter what the work is. I mean, if you think of even a really abstract piece like Angel Dust, certainly has humor in the title and humor in what it could mean. It could be for anything from this kind of really principled abstraction to this kind of, philosophical screensaver. You really don't know what exactly the terms are when you watch one of these pieces. So it's there's always some humor and some mischief in what I do, for sure.
That submerged voice.
Yeah, I don't think this is necessarily hysterical. I think it's more like a poor man's therapy. It's kind of, that's what I think of rock and roll. It's not really hysteria so much as a kind of platform, at least traditionally for people that didn't have one. So, I mean, now it's different, but
they can turn it up.
The initial impetus to make music is usually, comes from feeling like you need to turn, yeah, to turn something up.
Well, what do we have?
This is, I don't want to give away the title because it'll be self-evident from the song, but this is the band AC/DC's finest example of subtle punning, and it refers to their enthusiasm for competitive socializing. So here we go.
Let's turn it up.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls. My ballroom always full, and everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls, oh I've got big balls, and they're such big balls, dirty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls. But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night. Oh, we've got big balls!
Thank you, Jeremy Blake, for appearing on Sound and Vision.
My pleasure.
So what are we going to go out with?
We should go out with The Damned and a song called I Think I'm Wonderful, which is, I think, an anthem for someone who has been perhaps wildly misunderstood, but is also confident enough to find that situation amusing, and I think that's a healthy trait for artists.
Hear, hear.
And for the rest of us. So here's I Think I'm Wonderful by The Damned.
Stand by, taste is a mess and parents. I'm going to try, I don't want to die. Keep it No, there is not.